My name is Maddie. I am 12 years old. Today is Wednesday, November 27th, the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm speaking with Joanna Underwood, who is my mom. We are recording this in Okemos, Michigan. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life? Would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
Wow. Someone who had a big influence on my life. Okay, I'm going to talk about Joyce Piven, who was an acting teacher of mine and a mentor, and I met Joyce Piven in 1994, and I went into her scene study class in 1994, and there was something very special about her as a teacher. And there was something very special about the kind of work she did, which was based on Viola Spolin theater games. And I remember feeling if there had been a place like the Piven Theater Workshop in South St. Louis when I was growing up, that would have been where I would have spent all my time. And so I started to apprentice teach at the Piven Workshop, and I have been there ever since for 25 years, teaching in all sorts of capacity and acting at times and directing at times, and it has changed my life.
Can you describe one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories is the day Maddie Cage when Denner was born, which is April 30th, 2007, and her father was there too, and I remember holding Maddie in my arms and being so excited to meet her face to face, even though I'd known her, of course, because she was inside me before that. And then the three of us went to our hospital room at the Women's Hospital, and both her father, Peter, and I, we were just so excited about Maddie, and we were so exhausted, and there was some fear that we had that if we went to sleep with the lights off, that somehow Maddie might not continue breathing. I know it's completely irrational. but so we were completely exhausted, but we decided we wanted to keep the light on because somehow that meant like Maddie would be okay. And the nurse came in and she wondered why the lights were on, and we said, well, we're a little afraid that if we turn the lights off that Maddie might stop breathing. And the nurse is very kind, and she said, why don't we just turn the light on in the bathroom and keep the door open a crack? And so that's what we did, and she turned the lights off, and pretty soon all three of us were asleep.
What are you proudest of? Why does it make you feel proud?
What am I proudest of? I think I'm proudest of being a mom, and it makes me feel proud because, because I just love Maddie so much, and I love watching her grow up and become more and more of herself.
How would you like to be remembered? We're kind of getting into like the old people section, but we can do this anyway.
Okay, that's all right. How would I like to be remembered? Well, how would I like to be remembered? I guess I would like to be remembered for helping people to make their lives better. I'm also a therapist, so I do a lot of work with people. And one of the things that I'm really, that brings me a lot of joy is when I see people over a period of time and I see how much richer and more meaningful their lives become.
If this were to be our very last conversation, is there anything you'd want to say to me?
Oh my goodness, that's kind of a loaded question. If this were to be our very last conversation, I guess I don't know, I had a flash to the Cinderella movie and Cinderella's mother saying to her, it's like, be kind. What was it she said?
Be kind, I don't know.
It's like, it was something about courage and kindness. She had very specific words. But I guess I would say those things and just that I love you very, very much, which I know you, I already say you all the time.
Yeah.
I think that's it, sweetie. Oh, is there another question? Let's see. We have to ask it.
For your great-great-grandchildren listening this year from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
What would I want them to know? Well, I would want them to have faith in their own resilience and ability to solve problems, because life can be hard sometimes. But it's amazing what you can do when you have faith in yourself.
Mhm. Yeah. You think that, is there anything like else you want to say? That thought from the questions, or do you think we're finished?
I think we're finished.
Okay. Bye.
Goodbye, sweet pea.